Welcome to Business Hour. Nowadays, many people spend hours on social media. So it is essential for companies to tap the potential of social media platforms to increase their profit. With us today is Andrew Smith, social media marketing expert. Andrew, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Andrew, why should businesses use social media?
First of all, it's an easy, affordable, and effective way to connect with customers. Aside from that, you can also bring traffic to your website and advertise your products or services and build loyalty and trust. Moreover, you can grow your market both locally and internationally. Not to mention, you can also keep an eye on competitors.
What makes social media such an effective tool for selling your products?
That's a great question. Buying something has a lot to do with emotions, relationships, and connections. You want to be treated in a friendly way and be well advised. Social media is a two-way channel that allows you to get in touch with your possible buyers, but also existing customers. It's about interactions and a dialogue with users. You can humanize your brand and build genuine relationships with your community. So the brand is not just a company in the distance, but close to you. By commenting, tagging, or responding to users, companies build up a relationship and service them.
Which platforms, there are so many out there. Which one should businesses use?
Well, that pretty much depends on your target group. So it makes no sense to join a platform your potential buyers do not use. If you're unsure, you could do quick market research to find out about that. Instagram is especially popular among 18 to 44-year-olds and can be used for the promotion of consumer products that look good. TikTok, on the other hand, is mainly used by teenagers and young adults. Videos there should be funny but also authentic and not last longer than 60 seconds. YouTube is used by people of all ages and perfect for demonstrating your products or services and to give more detailed information in longer videos.
What tips would you give our listeners?
First of all, think of who your target group is and what content they are interested in. Secondly, focus on images and videos. Visual posts are more engaging than just a text. Also, make sure to plan and create your content in advance. So making a content calendar could be useful to place your content effectively, like, for example, if you want to make a Christmas post. Lastly, social media is not ideal for a direct sales pitch, but rather a way to build your brand and a fan base.
Thanks, Andrew, for those interesting insights.
It was a pleasure.
Next week's expert interview will be...